1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Here's another sport that's probably no good for your COVID.
Okay.
Fight Club. Yeah. There was one fight broken club. Up in the Bronx.
Fight Club.
A real fight club.
Officers broke up a Bronx fight club.
Where the two main guys?
A Rumble in the Bronx, which was operated in an industrial building in, I don't know where Hunts Point is, but that's a subset of the Bronx. Multiple handguns, drugs, and booze were seized.
Well, what? Wait a minute. Fight Club was
bare knuckles.
Yeah, fist fighting. What were the guns doing
there?
Those
are probably the patrons.
I just kind of think if you go to Fight Club, you're probably kind of the person that's going to take a gun along with you to whatever you're doing.
Sure.
You know, in case there's a beef after the fight.
Yeah.
Someone broke some rule.
There's only one rule in Fight Club. Yeah. You don't talk about Fight Club.
10 men from the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Long Island were arrested for organizing the illegal gathering. Well, the man identified as the CEO of the Fight Club.
How do you? Fight Club CEO?
Faces a $15,000 fine for illegally warehousing alcohol, running an illegal fight club, and breaking social distancing orders.
That's the biggest fine right there.
Hold on a second. If two dudes...
This is my question.
Okay,
go ahead. I see where you're going.
If two dudes decide...
They want to just punch each other for money.
Well, what's...
The winner takes the money. What's...
Whose business is it? What?
Well, whose business is it?
Do the cops show up and go, who's making you do this? And they go, nobody. There's money involved. We're fighting. You know, we bet. You know, is that a crime? Having a betting, bet 50 yeah. bucks, I can beat you.
I think the betting part.
The betting
could
part.
Be, right?
All right, don't tell them that. We've been going around years. Who could beat the hell out of who? And finally, here we are.
Okay, let me dwell on that for a minute. Why would betting on who would win be illegal? Why should that be illegal?
I don't know, but I think it probably is. I think it violates some gambling laws
in the state of Wisconsin. Why should it?
Because if
10 guys, this is 10 men were arrested, if 10 guys get together and they want to throw down some money on who will win a fight between two of their number, mm-hmm. what business is that of anybody else?
I agree. But over the years, we have elected people, sent them to Madison, and they decided this is the crime. There you go. So it just is. I don't know what business it is. I agree with you completely. Maybe.
It's illegal to even
bet on
a football game.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see this getting off the rails quickly.
Somehow I feel like this is more illegal than betting on a football game because there's violence involved. Yeah.
What if they just wrestled? They didn't throw any punches. They were just going to wrestle.
That's a good question.
Guy that
what if it were
pins
just,
the other guy?
Just wrestling.
Yeah. You know.
Is there a ref? Is there a referee?
Sure.
And they both
just wrestling
and,
in their
and they both agreed.
Shirtless and
right.
in a warehouse somewhere.
Abe Lincoln is jeans. In the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right.
We have a president who is an all-star wrestler.
What if it was a ping pong club?
And we played for money?
You know, broke the social distancing rules. And they illegally warehoused alcohol.
Oh, that's
but they just played ping pong against each other.
How much alcohol? A couple of cases of beer or were there
the same amount as the fight club people? What if they just played ping pong?
Yeah, the alcohol thing's going to be a problem.
Uh-huh.
That's still a problem.
And betting on.
And you know why? You know why it's a problem? Because the government didn't get a taste.
Illegally
warehousing alcohol. You got to tell us where the alcohol is so we can get our money out of you.
Same thing with the gambling.
Right. It really comes down to dollars. It's okay. I'm not bad mouthing police here. I got a ticket a few years ago that I had reduced to a parking violation. I was speeding, and my attorney said they just want the money. They don't care.
Right.
They just want the cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, you know, so fine. I was speeding, no doubt about it. Didn't want the points because there's an insurance thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You pay more in court for, you know, give them a little more cash. They reduce it to a parking violation.
Mm-hmm.
That's sure. Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just about, so I think that's the problem here. They don't care if you and I beat each other's brains out. Just pay us.
Exactly. Get the permit.
Is that it?
There's probably
right?
a permit
it doesn't have
you
anything
need
to do with the violence of it, that it might escalate out of control or...
You could get them you probably, if you bought a permit for the violence, they'd be fine with the violence.
Really?
Just as long as you paid them.
Permit.
It's like on the lake.
How do you do that?
It's like on the lake.
Buy a
if
permit.
You buy a permit,
yeah.
They don't care what... You could dump a
right.
truckload of garbage in the lake
well,
if you bought the right permit.
Not exactly. Remember when they wanted to take all the water trampolines out because it was harming fish life, but if you paid the $300
right.
a year to keep your water trampoline in,
well,
somehow
we'll figure
the
out
fish
some way
got
to keep
better.
Those fish alive. Well, they'll be fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was clearly about the money.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely about the money.
Absolutely. Mm.
Because who has lake homes? People with money.
Sure.
What do people with money do? Well, they buy some pretty expensive toys, like a water trampoline.
You know, we could turn our back on those dead fish if you pony up a little bit here.
That was
so
their whole.
I get something in my hand over here. I don't see anything over there.
Right.
Everybody's
that's pretty
good.
Much it. Yeah.
I think I think in 90% of the cases, it just comes down to, well, how much you can pay us.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the money.
We're going to need a taste.
Right. Hey, not only you got a fight club going here, I noticed you got a water trampoline out there, too. We're going to need something for.
So you think the knock against the fight club is they just don't fork over some money.
It's underground, yeah.
What if there were no betting on it?
Still the alcohol is involved.
Well, let's take those things out. Some people just get together
two dudes
and
get in
they
a fight,
fight.
And they agree
with
to
an
fight?
Audience?
They agree to fight.
Yes.
Are there rules?
Yes.
Is there an audience?
Yes.
Paid audience?
Or just dudes who are there, not betting. Why would you go if you're not betting?
Yeah,
I don't know.
These two guys.
I don't know.
I don't know why you'd be there. Yeah, you go because you're betting.
Just for the entertainment
yeah.
value. Of
yeah, it could be you're just bloodthirsty. There's plenty of people out there like that who go,
okay.
I'll watch.
Yeah.
So you just, two guys together to beat the hell out of each other.
And they've agreed. It's a gentleman's agreement. Like an old, was dueling ever legal? Now that was, that could be
so.
That was, the intent there was to kill the other person?
Right, or, yep.
I don't know if that's the intent when
dueling
you're.
Dueling was to settle disputes.
Was
keep
it done
it
in lawless
court.
Towns like
yeah.
Deadwood and Tombstone?
Yeah. Okay, what's the question? Two guys get together. Dude, show up. There's no betting. No
is
illegal
illegal?
Alcohol.
Just,
it sounds like they're model citizens up until the fight breaks out.
Right. Is that a problem?
Let's say. Okay, hold on. Let's take it a step further. After church, we have Sunday fights downstairs.
Okay.
Coffee over here till 1, and then at 1 o'clock.
And then.
We fight.
Just good, healthy fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exercise.
Right. And there's a referee.
Boy, Dad really took a beating after church today.
Yeah.
He loves it. You take off your suit and your tie.
He just loves it.
There's some leftover Kringle and coffee.
Investigators raided the warehouse.
That'd be great.
At 11:15 Saturday night, found at least 203 people watching and participating in amateur fights. So there was other fights, you know.
They have other rings set up in the area?
Yeah, it's a fight club.
Yeah. I thought there was, well, okay, so it's like Wimbledon, there's center court, yeah. And there's all the other courts?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Wimbledon of boxing.
Also failed to wear face masks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And or observe social distancing while drinking, smoking marijuana, and fighting.
That's why they can't have it in the church basement. And the language.
yeah.
There's marijuana and cursing.
Heidely ho, neighbor.
just the latest. I love this. This is just the latest illegal large gathering busted by the New York City Sheriff's Department. So they weren't out looking because it was a fight club. They were out looking because, well, there's a lot of people there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Breathing at each other.
Mm. You know, a lot of times we sit in here and say, boy, I had no idea I'd be discussing this today. Imagine being a cop. And, you know, you go on duty and you have no idea what you're going to roll into. And it's got to be way more weird than this job.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
For well, sure.
Here you go, Rock. Deputies busted up an election night fight club in East Williamsburg after a video of the underground wrestling event made the rounds on Twitter. Yeah.
See, social media ruins everything.
It does.
Just don't put this on social media. Don't put this on TikTok or Chit Chat or Ting Tang or.
I saw it on Ting Tang.
Right.
Want to have your fight just club?
Keep your mouth shut.
Right. Do it somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't post it anywhere.
Yeah. You want to
The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
Well, we've gone way past talk with
post?
Social media
right.
And posting and video. Well, I'm not talking about it.
Shouting it out to the world.
It would be so stupid.
Yeah. Good luck. See, that's why you can't have Fight Club anymore. Social media. Because somebody's got to tell the world, look what I'm doing.
Yep.
Yeah. And then everybody's got to like it. You know, there's hearts blinking all over the screen like you maniacs are beating each other.
Somebody's got their blood and saliva and teeth all over the floor.
I'm going to hit the care button on that.
Cool.
Right. You have those hearts, care, smiles, thumbs up flying all over the
teddy
screen.
Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
So good luck with keeping your fight club quiet.
Yeah. That's.
That's over.
Can't even eat a sandwich without posting it. You're not going to be at Fight Club without posting something.
The cops came in, I had to throw my bag of weed on the floor.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that. That's another thing going on.
And of course, there was you glossed over it, the no social distancing. I doubt that there are any masks involved
No, they said they weren't wearing masks.
Yeah. So
pretty tough to fight like that with a mask on.
Was Chris Cuomo there?
Great question. Because that's the kind of thing you show up at.
Exactly. Yeah.